listener production.
Hello there, it's Ibanez Taylor with your local news briefing. A 17-year-old has been remanded in custody to appear in Mount Isa Court, charged after a convenience store in the city was robbed on Saturday night. Mount Isa police have also charged a 61-year-old using an emergency call service, which police have labelled as improperly. Police say he made multiple calls to 000 and he's been remanded in custody until his next court appearance. It comes as Queensland has recorded a 1% drop in the overall rate of reported crime this financial year compared with this time last year. A petition calling on the state government to stop an application by Glencore to pump their carbon emissions into the Great Artesian Basin has gained more than 11,000 signatures in just 2 weeks. The Queensland Farmers Federation-led petition, sponsored by local MP Robbie Katter, calls regulation prohibiting carbon capture and storage in the gap. Queensland Senator Susan McDonald claims the unreliability of solar power is jeopardising manufacturing and critical minerals industries. She adds the state government has subsidised the solar industry but has failed to consider what will happen on overcast days or nights.
And have done nothing to support those other important, reliable energy producers who produce power particularly for manufacturing and for our jobs, spectrum of the day.
The Energy Minister has been contacted for comment. On-road compliance and enforcement services to do with heavy vehicles across our state is now under a nationwide watch. Queensland is the state to become a responsibility of the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator. And to other news, this week marks the last week to apply for the National Farmers Federation Flagship in Diversity in Agriculture Culture Leadership Program. By 2030, the group aims to double the number of women in agriculture leadership rankings.